Ladies and gentlemen, we are now devoting ourselves to a topic entitled American Policy, Beyond Détente. If we were meeting, or had been meeting, in 1276, instead of 1976, we probably would be discussing the influence of angels on American foreign policy. Of course, at that time, no one had recently seen any angels, but the deduction had been made by the foremost intellects of the time that there must be beings, namely angels, to mediate between man and God. Likewise, the deduction has been made by the leading intellectuals of our time that there must be détente, or else peace could not be mediated. So, like you had in the Bible, God said, "Fiat lux, there be light," and there was light. So Henry Kissinger said, "Fiat détente," and as a result of that, the United States is détented, and the USSR is contented. Now, we are asked today to discuss what lies beyond that which does not exist. And that is, of course, a task which will strain the greatest mental powers of our metaphysicians who are sitting to my right. In a situation which is slightly reminiscent of Kafka, it is always advisable to go back to the good old advice of one of the really wise men of history, namely Confucius, who proposed that you have to start out clearing up your terms. At the time when I was volunteering for the French Foreign Legion, and my French was fairly fluent, we did use the word détente very currently, and it had a specific meaning. The meaning was that of a trigger, of a pistol, and a rifle. Before coming down here, I checked the Larousse, which is the authority in these matters, again, and sure enough, détente still means, as its first meaning, a trigger. The secondary meaning is a slightly opposite. It means something like rest. Now, why is the trigger called a détente? Well, you release the tension of the spring to fire out the cartridge, to throw out the missile, to fire the shot at your target. You practice or use the détente as necessarily the initial act of war. Détente, namely the triggering, must start the contest, and it is indispensable for that purpose. I'm sure you all know that semantics are among the devil's most characteristic skills, and I think he has been very instrumental in this choice of words because he likes these semantic games to have a good laugh. And I hope we are all going to have some good laughs today in this discussion which will follow. Our discussion will be initiated by one of Confucius' co-nationals, Dr. Huan Li Wu, who, born in China, he's sitting there like a Chinese guru, looks very serious. However, lest the appearances deceive you, he's got a doctorate from the London School of Economics, which raises other questions. And to make things very good and proper, he taught at Stanford and Marquette. At one time, he was a deputy representative to the Central Bank of China in Hong Kong, and a member of the Chinese delegation to the first session of the General Assembly at the UN, to the second and third sessions of the UN Economic and Social Council. Dr. Wu has directed a series of arms control studies on communist China and the Far East for the Hoover Institution, where he, I am happy to report, is still a consultant. He also has been a consultant to many academic and research organizations, among them the Stanford Research Institute and the Surveys and Research Corporation. Dr. Wu is currently professor of international business at the University of San Francisco in California. Enlighten us.